Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I mean, a horrific last few days, and I've been glued to the news. You know, I've wanted to take a break, especially with COVID winding down. And when you see the, when you hear the sirens, when you hear the air sirens, when you see the trauma and you see, you know, people trying to throw themselves in front of a tank, it's just horrifying. Well, in the midst of all of this, you know, we've had a Joy Behar mess up. We've also had a Applebee's issue. And I like Applebee's. You know, I don't criticize Joy Behar too much, but man, it just shows that we're pretty unprepared, you know, for being in this conflict from a media standpoint, probably from a conceptual standpoint. I don't think people really get the gravity of the situation over there. And sadly, you see these blunders here in America, which make it look like we just don't care, or we're just aloof to it, and it's embarrassing. So CNN was covering the air raids, and this wasn't just CNN, because I saw this commercial come, and it's not Applebee's fault, but Applebee's is very well known for their kind of interesting commercials, right? Didn't they have a doctor? I was like, oh yeah, it's Applebee's. And then they did the I'm Fancy Like Applebee's on a date night, you know, they did that one. And then now I guess they have, is it the Zac Brown Band, where they have, let me see, hold on a second, I gotta find it, let me see, a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on Friday night, a pair of jeans, yeah, anyway, so they have these really kind of cool, catchy sort of commercials. The problem is media needs to sell advertising, media needs to live on advertising dollars. So what happened is on CNN, in the middle of them covering the air raids, very eerily, it was so eerie, the hair on the back of your neck just stood up. In the midst of all that, a cutout comes in, doesn't take up the whole screen, so you can still see what's going on in CNN, and you can still see what's going on with the sirens, and you still see the headline, but then the Applebee's commercial comes on. It's not funny, but that, and so all of a sudden you see, you know, this, you know, two beers on a Friday night, whatever they were singing, I forget the song, but, and then you see this guy kind of dancing, the same guy in the fancy like Applebee's in his jeans, you know, for that part, and so Applebee's had to actually come out and apologize and said, look, in fact, I have their statement here, and this is kind of shocking. He goes, we are deeply concerned about the situation in Ukraine. When we were made aware that our ad was placed in this manner, we immediately reached out to CNN to pause our advertising on their network. It never should have aired, and we are disappointed in the actions of the network. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, CNN was kind of like, no, and I get it. I mean, these are people that paid for advertising, and if they don't play the spots, they could lose the money, but it was so poorly executed. And then we have Joy Behar gate. All right, Joy Behar. So Joy Behar, you know, she's 79, and I get her frustration and her inability to filter some of her frustration with the war. But the reason why Joy Behar has been in the news is because of all the tragedies that we have anticipated with this war, the bloodshed, the expansion into more of Eastern Europe and possibly World War III. The one tragedy we didn't think about was that Joy Behar could lose out on a trip to Italy. And I guess she made that known. She was, they were talking on The View, and she brought up how, you know, how she has been waiting 4 years to return to Italy, and she finally has a trip to go to Italy, and this might affect her trip to Italy. And so let me see if I have her exact words on this. And I mean, I know, yeah, you plan a trip, you want to go there. I've wanted to go to Italy for 4 years, and I haven't been able to make it because of the pandemic, and now this. Okay, you know, people around the world think we Americans are spoiled. We think that we just think about ourselves, that we, you know, and obviously this kind of came up on us, even though we all kind of knew something was happening. I'm sure most of the networks had at least a meeting saying, look, guys, if we do start to have a war, you know, and we do start to have this sort of coverage, we might want to choreograph the ads or choreograph the advertising a little differently. I mean, same thing with, you know, what is our monologue going to be about on The View? And instead, I guess, you know, and again, I don't blame Joy Behar. It just came out really, really bad that, you know, that now has to be a priority. We have to, you know, save Joy Behar in the midst of all of this and her Italy trip. But I think, you know, for anybody that's going to be covering this, or anybody that is in a job that, or a position where we might be able to go on with our lives, you know, fine, and this might not affect us, realize that there's a lot of people, there's a lot of Ukrainians, there's a lot of Russians, who do not support what's going on. They are horrified, and they are also horrified that all of a sudden Russia is going to be the enemy. I mean, same thing with China. We have so many Chinese Americans, and they are very fearful of what's happening, what's been happening in China, and what may happen if China decides to expand and make a move as well. And so, you know, they're and not to mention a lot of us have family in you know, all these areas. And it's something that, even though, you know, it might not affect you, realize that it's kind of affecting others. And if you are in a position where you deal with the public, just kind of keep a, you know, just kind of understand that this is not an easy time, and your trips to, I don't know, Spain or whatever, or any plans that you have are going to probably take a back seat to what's going on. So, yeah, the media needs to get their act together, and I don't think it's Applebee's fault. It was a great commercial, though. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so listen, okay, I mean, please, I'm not here to start any rumors, okay? I'm just here to give you guys the latest news. And I guess one theory, right, about this whole thing that's going on right now with the war with Russia and Ukraine that may turn into an all-out World War III is that this is caused by COVID. And this is not a joke. Actually, this is not a joke. So, you know, there's been a lot of memes saying, look, you know, I'm just saying, you know, this wouldn't have happened if Tom Brady didn't retire, or, you know, all this went down after Antonio Brown took off his jersey. And I get that people are making jokes, and remember when COVID unfolded, there was a really funny meme where some guys at a lawn chair said, all I'm saying is, you know, this didn't happen until Popeyes tried to compete with Chick-fil-A on a chicken sandwich. So I get that people want to be humorous, but a very serious accusation is that COVID
is the cause of Putin deciding to invade Ukraine, because a neuropsychologist thinks that Putin got COVID and COVID affected his brain and might have made him more aggressive. Now, I know a lot of you are like, okay, this is stupid. I don't even know why this is even being entertained. But I could kind of, you know, combine a couple stories with this. You know, first, those of us that did get COVID, no matter the masks, no matter the vaccines, no matter the social distancing, when we got COVID, we were kind of shocked at what it did to us. And I personally think that I got some brain fog. You guys are like, yeah, now? It was before COVID, little girl. Okay, listen, it's worse. Okay, I think some of my brain fog is a little worse. And I'm not remembering everybody's birthday like I used to. I'm not remembering everybody's phone number. I'm starting now. It could just be I'm older, I'm menopausal, but I just noticed, or like my friends will have told me something and I didn't, you know. I'm not depressed, I'm not anxious, I didn't, you know, no aggression, but I'm forgetting things. Well, COVID can affect the brain in terms of aggression, in terms of anxiety, in terms of depression. So this is an interesting claim. Let me see. So Putin is, what, 69 years old. There's been rumors he had Parkinson's. There's also been rumors that he has cancer. I think he had, so I guess there was some rumor that he had back cancer in 2014. I really haven't spent the time to evaluate all the medical issues with Putin because I haven't really had the time, and it never seemed to come up until now with everything going on. But people think that maybe Putin is starting to exhibit psychoses or some sort of change in his mental health, very similarly to Hitler. You know, we're seeing so many parallels between what's happening now and with World War II that I want to kind of caution people to not to try to over, you know, parallel or over try, because, yeah, you know, I mean, obviously somebody who has no problem causing, you know, thousands of people, maybe millions of people to misplace or be killed, or schools getting bombed or hospitals getting bombed or whatever. Obviously, that person doesn't have everything together. You know, it does take a very different mindset to do that. And I understand that there's a lot of now posters of Putin made to look like Hitler. But this is interesting in that, you know, when you study Hitler's mental health, they said he needed, he used meth, he used stimulants, he used things that now are common drugs that he was able to get a hold of. They also believe he might have had, I think, either Parkinson's or Asperger's as well. I think Parkinson's. And so this is something, actually, hold on a second. I want to look this up because Parkinson's is not supposed to be an underlying parallel, but I've heard this brought up, and I am going to spend some time looking at it because people think Hitler had Parkinson's. They're now saying that Putin might have had Parkinson's. So let me also see if I could verify that. Putin, they're being very, very quiet, you know, about his medical issues, but there is that rumor. So this neuropsychologist, all right, let me see if I could give him credit. Let me see if I have his name here. Sorry, guys. My internet is slow. I don't know if we have the name. If it comes up, I'll tell you. But other experts feel that he might have had long COVID. His isolation might have actually affected his mental health, and that it shouldn't be underestimated. They don't know if he got the Sputnik vaccine. If he did get the vaccine, could that have affected his mentation? Did not get the vaccine? I mean, those of us who are vaccinated got Omicron. I'm telling you right now, vaccinated people could still get long COVID. But I find it fascinating that people of his inner circle, they say the Sputnik vaccine is not known to be reliable, and after isolating in September, members of his inner circle had tested positive. He disappeared from view for a long period in October. The Council for Foreign Relations has speculated that after behavior and statements that are, quote, off and not right, he is suffering brain fog induced by long COVID. Now, I'm not saying that's what caused this, but this is something that is being brought up where, you know, are we looking at a macro aggression sort of political, psychological landscape now where any of these leaders, I mean, what the hell happened to Kim Jong-un? Kim Jong-un, he was gone for a while, and he came back and he lost weight. So you start to kind of wonder. And everybody's talking about Biden's mental capacity and how that could affect how things happen with the war. So we're kind of, with not really wanting to be here discussing this, but we are kind of stuck with the notion that the mental health of all of our world leaders will affect you and I, will affect our lives. What's Biden going to do? You know, what's Putin going to do? What are the world leaders in Europe going to do? Well, everybody says, Dahlia, there's always checks and balances. Who's checking and balancing Putin? I mean, I think everybody's kind of scared to say something. You know, I mean, who's checking and balancing Biden? I mean, what if everybody has long COVID and everybody has brain fog? So I'm not saying that's what's going on. It's just this is what has been discussed. We'll keep you guys a little bit more. Oh yeah, he has a pattern of self-confidence, recklessness, contempt for others. Well, people have been accusing Trump of that, and that was before COVID. They say he's surrounded by Russian cronies who are terrified to tell him no. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, these people that get to power, these politicians that get to power, it is kind of frightening. You know, Biden, the one thing I have to admit about Biden is Biden's not frightening at all. You know, I mean, Biden, I know he'll snap at you and he'll get a little grumpy, but Biden just seems like he's a puppy dog. Maybe not the most ideal, you know, for what we're going on. I think we need somebody that looks a little bit formidable. And I know people have been calling for Trump. Honestly, I still think we need Tom Brady back. If we could get Tom Brady back, I think everything's going to be copacetic. And Antonio Brown. Let's get Tom Brady and Antonio Brown back, and then I think everything's going to kind of settle back in. But here we go. Clinical director at Medicine Direct, Dr. Hussein Abdeh, thinks the mental state could be uprooted by the virus. He said research early on into the pandemic also found that a small number of people who tested positive for COVID-19 experienced sudden behavioral changes, including delirium, confusion, and agitation. Professor Ian Robertson, a neuropsychologist at Trinity College Dublin, suggested Putin could be suffering from hubris syndrome. Oh, changes in the frontal lobe of the brain caused by hubris syndrome. Okay, let's get you guys that one. Or is it hubris? Oh, man. Okay, hubris syndrome is associated with power. It's more like to manifest the longer somebody exercises power where they eventually get mental illness. This is very interesting. People who become powerful, they change. We've seen this in Disney cartoons. We've seen this in stories. I worked with somebody where all of a sudden they got power and they just changed, you know, before my eyes. And I'm like, this is not the person I remembered weeks ago. So this is very interesting how the more powerful somebody becomes, the more evil they could be. And I think I want to study that because you would think if somebody got into, like, I've always kind of fantasized about what would happen if I was Miss Universe or what would happen if I was president, not that I ever want to be president. You know, what would I do? I'm like, well, I would go outside and I would help the children and I would get a homeless person into a house and I would do this and I would do this. And I mean, I'm sure everybody when they start out in politics think that. But once they get in, it's almost addictive. They want to stay in power. And so the people that are their yes men or whatever tell them, look, if you do this, you're going to lose an election. You need this money. You need these lobbyists to keep you in here. You need these donors. And these donors don't want you doing that. And then you end up being in a position like, well, I don't want to leave because I could still help more people here in this position. But then you end up not doing what you're supposed to. So I get how power can change somebody. And I get how COVID has distracted the world. And yes, probably did play a part. I'm just not ready to say Putin got COVID. And that's why he's doing what he's doing. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down,
product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is now under fire from Russian forces. This man explains the scene.
He went out just for half an hour, and then shelling began again.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken authorized $350 million to help Ukraine fend off the Russians. Over the past year, the U.S. has given more than $1 billion to security assistance to Ukraine. Authorities say columns of Russian troops with heavy weaponry are approaching major cities in the country. President Zelensky recorded a defiant video on the streets of Kyiv.
We will not lay down the weapons. We will defend our state.
The UN says 120,000 people have made it out of the country, mostly women and children, because men have been ordered to stay behind to fight the Russians. This is USA Radio News. The CDC is announcing it's loosening mask guidelines for U.S. residents, allowing most people to leave their coverings behind in indoor public locations. The new recommendations uses new metrics that place less emphasis on case counts and give more weight to hospitalizations as a key measure of risk, according to Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director. CDC officials said the agency will continue to recommend that high-risk people wear masks for their own health and that people who are sick with COVID-19 should wear a mask regardless of whether they're in a low-risk area. Jurors in the trial of former police detective Brian Hankinson visited the apartment where Breonna Taylor was shot dead in March of 2020. Hankinson is on trial for three counts of wanton endangerment. He fired 10 shots into Taylor's apartment, three of which entered an adjacent unit where a pregnant woman and her 5-year-old son were sleeping. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. You guys are funny. Some of you, I am getting your comments. I cannot read them on air. I didn't realize a lot of you guys don't like Tom Brady. How do you guys not like Tom Brady? Tom Brady is fantastic. He's the GOAT. Some of you guys don't like the concept that I think that has anything to do with the war where everything kind of went to hell in a handbasket.
after Tom Brady left. Well, he might come back. All right, so the next big headline we have is Johnson & Johnson has finalized a $26 billion opioid settlement. Now, you hear people in the background going, yay, yay. I don't know. Something just doesn't sit right. Something just doesn't sit right with that whole thing. Maybe it's because I'm a doctor. Maybe it's because I've kind of seen how the opioid pandemic panned out. I have a little different opinion on what happened. But we're being told that Johnson & Johnson, as well as a bunch of other pharmaceutical companies, I remember pharmaceutical companies were bad guys, then they were heroes because of the vaccine, and then they're bad guys again. And so they have now the, approved on or settled the largest ever settlement. As we've had 100,000 overdose deaths clocked in from last year. Remember the numbers were 60,000, then they went up to 70,000. So last year in 2020, I know we're 2022, but I think the numbers are 2020, 100,000 overdose deaths. Johnson & Johnson apparently has been found to be most of the blame for that. I'm just not completely convinced. So Johnson & Johnson and three major drug distributors have finalized this $26 billion settlement. And then, of course, my internet has to act up. Thank you so much. Why don't the internet companies get a little better with all this money going back and forth? Why don't they? Anyway, they say New Jersey-based Johnson & Johnson has 10 years to pay its $5 billion share. The distributors in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, that-based AmerisourceBergen, Columbus, Ohio-based Cardinal Health, Irving, Texas-based McKesson also agreed to pay their combined $21 billion over 18 years. To reach the maximum amount, states also have to get local governments to sign on the deal. $2 billion is being set aside for fees and legal expenses for lawyers who have spent years working on the case. You know what, though? Okay, I am not a big fan of some of the money that some of these lawyers make, but I do get that, you know, lawyers do deserve to, you know, make a salary also. I mean, they spent a lot of time on this. It's just, I thought that much of our opioid or much of our overdose death crisis is because of illegal drugs coming across the border. And I'm still having a tough time figuring out how much blame gets put on Johnson & Johnson, on Purdue, on some of these companies that made pain medications when we have drugs coming over the border, we have huge drug trades, we have, and many of those drugs are opioids. I'm just a little confused as to where did somebody decide how much blame and what sort of money that how to quantify the money. Now, this money is expected to provide a boost to efforts aimed at reversing the crises in place that have been devastated by it. So when I heard this, I'm like, okay, from September 2020 to September 2021, 104,000 Americans died of overdoses. So is that money from Johnson & Johnson and McKesson and all the other companies, is that money going to border security? Is that going to a border wall? I'm not saying that opioid prescriptions had nothing to do with it. I think prescriptions did play a significant role. But, I mean, just a quick, you know, history lesson, okay? In the 90s, we had baby boomers that were starting to get to ages where they were middle-aged and having more pain. And pain used to be managed very poorly. My grandfather, who was a football player, he had gouty arthritis. He had so much pain. He just kept taking aspirin. Aspirin. Then he'd take some Buferin. He would even go down to Mexico for gold injections just to relieve from the pain because there wasn't a lot of options for pain. Well, he ends up having multiple bleeding ulcers, bleeding out, and then he ends up getting congestive heart failure. So by the 90s, we really started to perfect, okay, guys, we need to have medications for pain because we can't be using aspirin products. We can't have people going over the border trying to get gold shots. We have to have something for pain. And in fact, doctors who were very hesitant were sued were even accused of being criminal. Remember I told you there was this legal expert who said not only should a doctor get nailed for malpractice, but should also be criminally prosecuted if he withholds medicine for pain. If he does not, or she does not adequately treat somebody's pain. And so then those of us in the 90s are like, well, wait a second. We don't want people to become addicted, but we also have people crying, people in pain. Why were people in pain? Well, it's because we did such a damn good job of preventing heart disease and slowing down heart attacks that the average 40, 50-year-old man was not dying of a heart attack. They were living until their 60s. Because we had cholesterol medication, we had diabetes medication, we had high blood pressure medication. So now you have people that are getting old enough to start having cancer. And cancer, obviously, can travel. We also had people old enough to get diabetes and get neuropathy. We had people old enough to now start having degenerative disc disease and issues with their bones. Because, again, they out car safety. I mean, so many things started to prolong the lifespan of people such that now, once you get older, you start to notice the pain. You know, I'm very middle-aged, and I can't believe how many things start to hurt. Luckily for me, a Tylenol works, or an ibuprofen works. And so with my patients, I'm like, well, look, we have NSAIDs, we even have these COX-2 inhibitors that hopefully won't tear up your stomach like it did to my grandfather. But then we had a different epidemic starting. We started to have this epidemic of people having kidney disease. And boy, were people's kidneys starting to, you know, just rot. We had renal insufficiency, we had kidney failure, and the kidney doctors are like, look guys, these anti-inflammatories aren't good. You gotta give them something that's kidney safe. So in my practice, I was very sparing with pain medication, but I got people to a pain specialist. If this was a knee that kept bothering you and you're having severe knee pain, maybe you need to get your knee replaced. Let's get you to an orthopedist. Maybe you need an injection. But I noticed that if I couldn't give them anti-inflammatories, I'd give them a little bit of pain medication, and then I would transfer them. Because, again, I'm you know, it's cruel to not be able to treat somebody for their pain. So when people say, well, look, these narcotics that were formulated by pharmaceutical companies caused this opioid crisis. Well, if we're going to give in to that theory, then who's going to get attacked next? The doctors. They're going to go after the doctors. They're also going to go after the pharmacists, which they've already done. They've already gone after pharmacies for giving prescriptions. I mean, if you're a pharmacist and a doctor writes a prescription, it is your duty to fill that prescription. Now, some pharmacists are like, something doesn't sound right. There might be an allergy. I don't know if the quantity is right. And they will verify it. But if a pharmacist says, I'm not going to give you that medication, they're in trouble. Remember that one pharmacist wouldn't give my patient the diabetic medication that I had switched them to because of their kidneys? And they're like, oh, this is, I think, too strong. And then the patient's diabetes worsened, and I'm like, what the hell happened here? Oh, the pharmacist wouldn't fill it. I love pharmacists, but that's rare. Pharmacies are getting sued and getting nailed for this opioid crisis. Meanwhile, we're getting these drugs from China. We're getting these drugs from Mexico, from all over. And so, I get that everybody wants to kind of make sure everybody pays their dues or their culpability. But, I mean, where exactly is this money going to go to? Because I think I know where we need to direct it to. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So yeah, it's horrifying seeing the bodies of soldiers, seeing people bloodied with the war. When yesterday we had reported that Russian forces were able to take over Chernobyl. You know, that kind of caused some concern as to, you know, what would happen. Chernobyl has been evacuated since the disaster that happened April 26, 1986. But there has been containment. There was a facility that was built over the reactor, even though there's still huge levels of radiation that has swept across Europe and, you know, across the continent. It's not a very calming thought to think that there would be a fight in that area and there would be a transfer of control. Well, the Ukraine Nuclear Agency is reporting a rise in Chernobyl radiation levels. And so, you know, how would that happen? So this is being reported by CNBC, and Ukraine's nuclear agency today has warned that radiation at the defunct Chernobyl nuclear power plant had exceeded control levels after Russian troops seized control of the area. Now, you're thinking, okay, what would they have done? Is this just a coincidental? Is it because, you know, where did this come about? Experts at the state nuclear agency said that the change was probably due to the movement of a large number of heavy military machinery lifting the top layer of soil into the air. That would make some sense. They say the condition of the Chernobyl nuclear facilities and other locations remain unchanged. That's according to State Nuclear Regulatory Inspectorate of Ukraine. They say an explosion and fire at the Chernobyl power plant, if you all remember, I do, I was in... I think just starting high school, and I remember I was in biology class, and I'm like, what the heck just happened? And when we heard about this, and we were like, what does this mean? And so this was the world's worst nuclear disaster, killing I don't know if we have the final death count, but causing cancer and sequelae in generations since. And it's probably the worst nuclear disaster this world has ever seen. We never want to see it again. But when Russia launched this invasion of Ukraine on Thursday, officials had warned that Russian troops were going to take over certain cities, including Kiev. What are they going to do with Chernobyl? So Russian forces captured control of the plant, and so now we aren't really sure what exactly the future of the shuttered reactor will be, unless they just took over that area because it allows them to bring troops. I don't know why they'd even want to be in the area. So we'll see. Mikhailo Podolyak, an aide of Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky, described the attack by Russian troops as pointless and one of the most serious threats in Europe today. Ukraine's Interior Ministry said it was monitoring the increase in radiation levels, but the situation currently is not critical. And that's the thing. You know, radiation does settle when you kind of brush things up and you bring an activity to an area that didn't have it. I'm just frustrated that in this day and age we don't have ways to minimize with all the knowledge we have. We make nuclear energy, we make nuclear power, we have the science, but we just don't have the antidote per se. You know, so it's definitely frustrating. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in other news, President Biden is going to nominate Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. She is 51 years old, and as Biden had promised, he is going to pick the first black woman for the nation's highest court. She is currently a judge for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. And so Biden had tweeted, "I'm proud to announce that I'm nominating Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to serve on the Supreme Court. Currently serving on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, she is one of our nation's brightest legal minds and will be an exceptional justice." So congratulations. She is going to be going through, you know, confirmation hearings. We'll see what happens. But Biden is doing this as Justice Stephen Breyer announced his retirement last month. Stephen Breyer is 83 years old, one of the more liberal-leaning justices on the court. And so there has been a lot of pressure on the Biden administration to take advantage of whatever time he has in presidency to appoint somebody. And he had said that he wanted to choose an African-American woman. That kind of left, you know, a lot of people kind of a little confused, because he could have just done it. For him to make that decree almost diminished, you know, we women, you know, and I can't speak for all women, but when somebody says, like he did with Kamala Harris, "I'm going to pick a woman as vice president," it kind of makes it like the only way we could be there is because, you know, a man had to decree it. A man had to say, "Look, I am going to not allow any other options on the table. We are going to filter down the application pool." So, you know, just say, "Look, I am going to, you know, make the next Supreme Court pick." And then say, "Look, Brown Jackson is the most qualified." But when you kind of make that decree to get that extra, you know, promotion and advertisement, it just really lessens it. I don't want anybody thinking that Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson got the position because Biden felt forced to choose somebody who was African American. We want people to feel that Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson got it because she gosh darn earned it. She had the skill, she had the resume, she had the expertise. So it's just, you know, it stinks because the conversation keeps kind of shifting to, you know, well, you know, Biden promised this, you know, so he could get more votes. This isn't about Biden. This is about our next Supreme Court. And, you know, her being qualified, you know, shouldn't be distracted with the headline, but Biden made this happen because he purposely chose this demographic. So Brown Jackson has faced heightened security over her judicial record. There has been some high-profile rulings that were later overruled by higher courts, we're being told. And she was one of three candidates who was interviewed personally by Biden. And so we'll see what happens. We hope it's not going to be a poop show where you see the Senate confirmation hearings are just so... I mean, what happened with Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett? It's brutal. It's brutal on them and their families. You know, I mean, you could vet somebody. You could make sure somebody is qualified. You know, somebody has the expertise. You know, but you know, to do what happened to previous nominees, it's kind of heartbreaking. So we'll see what happens with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in the next hour, we're going to be taking some of your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, some of your comments. Many of you guys have kind of set messages. You might not personally want to come on air. I'd love to hear some of you guys on air at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But we are going to be going through some of your emails and questions because it's Friday, and that's kind of where I just don't want to miss those. I want to close this first hour with, there was a civilian that you see throwing themselves in front of a Russian convoy as they were heading towards Kiev. And you see a brave Ukrainian citizen standing up to the troops. He tried to stop the tank. He went up to the tank. Luckily, the tank went around him. He lived. But you are going to see footage, and you're going to be seeing things that we just haven't seen currently this generation. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.